A very close Republican primary for an Anchorage seat in the state House widened today. Anchorage Republican Representative Gabrielle Ledoux was separated from her opponent, Aaron Weaver, by just 3 votes heading into today's count. Ledoux is now ahead by more than 100 votes after an initial count of absentee ballots this morning. But there are still some big unanswered questions about the race. Elections officials announced yesterday that they've asked for a criminal investigation after discovering irregularities with absentee ballots in the district, like 7 that were requested in the names of dead people. Alaska Public Media's Nat Herz has been following all of this and joins me now. Hi, Nat.
Hey, Casey.
Okay, Nat, give us the backstory here. Why should we care about this race?
Well, it seems like there's been almost enough news out of this one House district to like sustain an entire election's worth of news coverage. Basically, it all goes back to Gabrielle Ledoux, who's a Republican that represents the East Anchorage district, kind of abandoning the Republicans in the House and joining with a mostly Democratic majority for the past 2 years. And that's made Republicans really want to get rid of her. But the Republicans didn't really have an energetic candidate. And so the guy barely campaigned, but they were in a dead heat. And then all of a sudden yesterday, we found out that the division had discovered these quote unquote irregularities. There were, you know, these 7 absentee ballots that had been requested in the names of dead people. There were 2 people who sent back absentee ballots who had turned out they hadn't actually voted when the division called them and asked them if they'd voted. And so there are all these questions about where did these votes come from? What is going on here? Who is responsible and who is going to represent this district at the end of the day? I mean, basically, after the votes were counted, Ledoux was separated by like 3 votes from the Republican primary challenger. She was running against this guy, Aaron Weaver, who used to be a cameraman at KTUU.
So what happened today?
Today, the elections division counted about 200 absentee ballots that had been sent in. You know, there were only, I think, about 500 votes in the whole election before today. So, you know, these votes really had the potential to kind of change things. And it was an interesting process. Like normally with absentee ballots in a district, they'll open all the envelopes, mix all the ballots together and count them all at once. But today, because there's so many questions around this district and there are some suspicions about these irregularities, they had this like special process where they were taking the ballots and essentially finding a way to keep them with the envelope that they came in. So they had this kind of complicated process where they were opening the ballots and handing them from one election worker to another and then back inside a secrecy sleeve. And it was a process that took a long time. There was a little bit of suspense, in so much as you can have suspense with, you know, people sitting around in a room.
At the heart of this is the number of votes. And how did that break down today?
Ledoux won these absentee votes in a landslide. There were about 150 ballots that there were not sort of suspicions about, and Ledoux won about 3/4 of those. And so that, you know, put her ahead pretty clearly. But then what was interesting was they counted 26 more absentee votes that there were questions about, authenticity questions. And it turns out that Ledoux won every single one of those 26 votes, which really raised people's eyebrows about sort of what is the source of those suspicious votes and whether there's any connection to Ledoux's campaign.
Yeah, what do we know about that?
Well, right now, all we're being told by official sources is that, you know, there are irregularities. And as far as the source of these irregularities, we can't get any details. Meanwhile, though, you've got the Republican Party that is sort of looking at some of the information about who requested absentee ballots and the number of people that requested absentee ballots in particular places and is linking it to Ledoux's campaign, particularly to a consultant that she's hired, I think, both this year and in the past to do kind of outreach work in minority communities, in particular with the Hmong community in her district. But they don't have any evidence right now that is directly linking the irregularities that the state is talking about to Ledoux's campaign. Nonetheless, Republicans are saying that even with the results from today being pretty decisive, now they're talking about mounting a write-in campaign against Ledoux, kind of saying she has no place in the legislature.
I guess the question now is, what is Ledoux saying about all this?
She's been pretty quiet for a couple days. She wasn't talking to reporters yesterday, but then just before we went on the air, she sent out a statement where she did acknowledge hiring this consultant to do some outreach and get out the vote work. But she also said, you know, she's never tried to manufacture votes and basically said that that would be a really stupid move in this day and age where you can kind of find all this information on the internet.
Well, thanks for following all this, Nat, and for being here.
Thanks for having me, Casey.